right, welcome back to the show. It's Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. 12 minutes past 4. And now let's talk business. All right. So NNPC has a new name, or should we say there is a new NNPC. Of course, President Muhammadu Buhari unveiled the new NNPC today. But the question is, what does that mean? Especially to the average Nigerian. If it's been said we have a new NNPC, what should the average man look out for? Does that mean the price of fuel is going to reduce? Or what exactly? So President Muhammadu Buhari formally unveiled the new Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation today. And when he spoke at that event in Abuja, the president said it will ensure that the future generation has energy. Of course, earlier, the NNPC managing director, Mele Kyari, said making the NNPC fully a limited liability company will attract more investments and improve profit. Well, let's hear what Abba Kyari actually said.
Every attempt to put that in place didn't work out until we had the opportunity of the passage of the Petroleum Industry Act in 2021. Today, you have a framework that allows you to operate as a commercial company. Once you operate as a commercial company, you can't lose. We have huge access to assets. We have huge access to capital. So as soon as this transformation comes into space and gets into execution mode, decision-making will be easier. There will be ease of transacting business with us. And more than anything else, you know, you're going to have a global organization. That organization must fit into the world's best practice. Will compress our structure in a manner that will deliver value to its shareholders. There will be leadership roles that will be clearly defined.
All right, so in case you missed what the President Muhammadu Buhari said at the unveiling, just take a listen.
I would like to thank the leadership and members of the National Assembly for demonstrating and common courage and patriotism in the passage of Petroleum Industry Act that culminated in the creation of NNPC Limited. Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, honorable ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for coming to witness this historic occasion of choice to deliver energy for today, for tomorrow, for the day and days after tomorrow.
So that was it. And with the unveiling today, the NNPC formally becomes a limited liability company. That is a company limited by shares to now be known as NNPC Limited. And still speaking the English. NNPC Limited, yeah. It is now a commercial venture and no longer a corporation. So this transition took effect on July 1. In line with the provisions of the Petroleum Industry Act, PIA 2021. Well, in case you also did not hear, I'm just moving ahead a little bit here, just to let you know what else has happened. The Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited has approved an upward review in the pump price of premium motor spirit from 165 naira per litre to 179 naira per liter, and this is to start today. Was it 16? I thought I saw 69 naira, 169. Anyway, NNPC, in a notice to fuel marketers, directed them to change the petrol price on pumps to the new price effective today. And this was even as the company equally increased the ex-depot price from 148 naira to 17 kobo to 167 naira per liter. And this came after weeks of petrol scarcity resurfaced across the country as fuel retailers were adopting different price bands to force unofficial deregulation attempts. And this you can actually find in the Guardian newspaper today. Okay, just to help us understand exactly what the new NNPC means for the average Nigerian especially, I have with me in the studio business analyst Isaac Wadiuno. You're welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Rivers people. Good afternoon, Ayu.
Okay, so let's get to the question. And my first question is, what does this, the whole English about moving from corporate to becoming a, what's it called, a commercial venture, what does it mean?
It's very simple. It's just a change of business model.
Okay.
Yes, it's a change of business model. If a company is incorporated, what it presupposes is that it is established by the regulation of the, or an act of the parliament. And because it's an act of the parliament, it means it's a public property. And of course, it's funded by the state fund. And the responsibility of the organization is more state-driven. But it, by the time it becomes a liability company, for instance, it becomes a business outfit, just like you have every other corporation, you know, that are out there. The business processes will change, the leadership will change, and then the modus operandi will also change, and the best practices will be injected into the system. So to a very large extent, it's strictly business. State intervention is minimal at this particular point in time, but there seems to be a very big contradiction between NNPC functioning as a business unit and, of course, as a corporation from the name. Because if NNPC actually means Nigeria National
Corporation,
and they are telling us now that it is now NNPC Limited, I think the changes should actually start from the change of name, so that Nigeria can have so much confidence in that.
Oh, okay. So you're saying because we still have the C there?
Yes. Maybe it's an omission they didn't think of. But you cannot plan such an elaborate project without taking into consideration dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Very key.
Interesting. Mm. Okay. Well, let's also look at this particular thing. How would this benefit the average Nigerian? Because the man on the streets just wants to hear that, oh, with the new name of the NNPC, with the new anything, that what he's going to have right now is that he's going to buy petrol at a cheaper rate and or whatnot. Of course, the NNPC has also increased the price of PMS. All right. We'll take on that in a bit. Do stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And of course, we're still discussing the new NNPC, which the President Muhammadu Buhari unveiled today, this morning. With there's a new brand, a logo, and identity. NNPC Limited. That's the name we all have right now. All right. And of course, with me in the studio, I still have Mr. Isaac Owadiuno, business analyst in the studio.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rivers people.
And of course, we also have joining us now, Barrister Jubilee Nwokoro, who's a corporate commercial lawyer. You're welcome, Barrister.
Yeah, good afternoon and thank you.
All right. So, the same question I asked Mr. Isaac, all right, to really understand what has happened here. Of course, as a lawyer, could you help us understand the significance of this new move? Or this move by the federal government?
All right. Essentially, the incorporation of the NNPC Limited is founded on Section 53 of the Petroleum Industry Act 2021. Generally, the provision of that section, for summary purposes, is that the assets, liabilities, and interests of the existing NNPC Corporation will be transferred to this new private limited liability company. And it's a bit worrisome because Section 1 of that same act puts all the petroleum in Nigeria under the control of the federal government and now turns around in Section 53 to say this petroleum being controlled by the federal government will be put in a private limited liability company. And at the same time, all the shares can be transferred to one person because Kama has said one person can be the sole director and shareholder of a limited liability company. That provision combined with the PIA means that one person can actually own all the petroleum in Nigeria, and this goes as far as unexplored petroleum. So that changes the whole context from petroleum belonging to the federal government to petroleum belonging to an individual who may not even be an indigene of the place where the petroleum is being drilled from. And then the assets, shares held by the government in NNPC, which are most times fruits of joint ventures between NNPC and this Shell, Mobil, and other international oil companies, are now transferred to that limited liability company, and in essence transferred to whatever individual or group of individuals now own that oil company. So it leaves a room for a lot of checks and balances that should be put in place but are not in place.
Okay, when you say that it leaves a room for checks and balances which should be put in place,
yes,
but are not in place.
Are not in place.
I want to understand the checks and balances you're talking about, because it was some months ago,
yes,
that the NNPC director, the group managing director, Abba Kyari, came out to say that this privatization is going to happen. So it's not like they woke up last week and decided to do this. So I'm sure that they must have gone through whatever they needed to check.
Yeah. I'm saying that there is even a law backing it. There is a Petroleum Industry Act, Section 53 of that law. But I'm saying that there is a lacuna in that law. That law does not provide a situation where, for instance, the government decides to assign all the shares in NNPC to one person or to people from one region. How can people from why can other people who are aggrieved with a decision that affects, for instance, if something is entirely government-based, I can come up as a citizen and challenge it. But now it's privatized. And the only limitation for transferring shares is with the permission of the National Executive Council. That's what subsection 5 of that section 53 says. So long as the National Executive Council or National Economic Council, who are all appointees of the president, says, yes, we agree, then the president can say, oh, my 18-year-old son is now the owner of NNPC Limited and controlling all the petroleum issues in Nigeria. And NNPC holds 60% most of the time of the joint venture contracts operated by NNPC with these oil companies. So that's like giving your son not only Nigeria's or anybody, not only Nigeria's income, not only Nigeria's assets, but even the assets of these IOCs, these oil companies. So there should be some provision. Okay, if you don't like this, if this is to be done, apart from a public bid, there is provision for a public bid that anybody can come and bid, but we know how public bids function. If there is a stricter provision, this thing should pass through the Senate, pass through the House of Reps. It creates more checks and balances, and that is the strength of democracy.
Okay, so this also brings my mind back, or takes my mind back to when it was still PIB, and
yes,
there was that public hearing that happened.
Yes.
All right, and they sat down and had, would I say there was an agreement? And of course, we now have a PIA.
Yes.
So would you say that even with the PIA,
yes,
that the people, that the people's need have also not been met?
Well, the legislation is the function of the draftsman, and I'm attacking the credibility of the drafting of the Petroleum Industry Act. The drafting of that act should have created room. The Senate and the rest of the National Assembly, the House of Reps, are only to pass or refuse to pass what the draftsman has put down. So that act should, and it can be amended.
You're saying they shouldn't have passed it?
Yes, I'm saying that forward-looking, it can be amended. It should be amended.
Interesting.
It should be amended. Nigeria has almost 60 to 80% of its income coming from petroleum. And to put all of that in the control of one man is not the same thing as PHCN or the other Nitel and the other stuff. This is giving off Nigeria.
Okay, let me come to you, Mr. Isaac. You know, when we were speaking off the mic, I actually was asking, that was before we came on air, I wanted to find out if this privatization that has happened is because for a very long time Nigerians have been calling for this. It's more like, okay, if the government is not handling any national assets properly, let them allow individuals or, you know, private companies handle them. They will do a better job. So with what has been done right now, would you say maybe somehow, to an extent, this clamor has the people have gotten what they were asking for somehow, at least to an extent, maybe not 100%.
Well, it's not true that the people have actually gotten what they wanted. The truth of the matter is this, that government is a bad businessman. No government in the world, as a historian, has actually performed as a very good businessman. So it's in the position of government to actually divest and also allow individuals who are technically skilled to handle a particular line of business. So that's where you begin to talk of private sector participation. And there are various forms of private sector's participation. You may have heard of PPP, Public-Private Limited Liability, so others. But on this particular issue, you know, if my knowledge of NNPC is anything to go by, yes, we wanted individual participation. We wanted corporate and the oil industry to actually be diversified. We want people to do business and have value for their money. We want government revenue, okay, you know, boosted. But this is not exactly what we're asking for. I don't know whether I get the point. This is okay. Not what we're asking for. If the interpretation is anything to go by, there are a lot of questions we should ask ourselves about the NNPC. First and foremost, what is the focus of NNPC? As a historian, government actually gets involved in businesses, especially in corporation of businesses, to ease pressure, to create employment. The issue of best practices, the issue of transparency and others are secondary. The fact is that any particular business that will deter or perhaps affect the security of the nation at large, government has to take charge. So if we are saying this now, what we don't know is who is going to be in charge of NNPC. Could it be the Mele Kyari that actually started the process? Is it going to continue? Are we vesting government power on him as an individual? The Federal Executive Council is come and work with me. That's exactly the way it is as far as federal government is concerned. Is the president knowledgeable enough? Is he versatile enough? So there are several questions we should ask as far as, you know, the transformation of NNPC from incorporation to a private limited liability business is concerned. Question, who is going to manage NNPC? Are they not the same people from government that we have always known in the past? Who are also going to select their relations and keep them there? For me, if we want to do something, we should be tilting towards moving away from state capitalism into what? Private capital estates. In this case, we should be looking at what is happening in other countries of the world, not necessarily reducing it to this. As far as I'm concerned, it would be wrong to use some expression on air, but I don't think government has done what we wanted to do.
Now, I was looking at an article on the cable. I think it was written by Ruben Abati. Yeah, on this particular unveiling that happened today. And part of what he said here is that, where is it now? Okay, what has happened to the NNPC is commercialization, not privatization. And then he says, but don't get it twisted. NNPC still remains in the public sector. That is why it is still called Nigerian National, whatever it is. And the only difference is that as a commercial entity, it will now have to pay more attention to its profit and cost centers. While there is a limit to which it can dictate price and profit, it must be noted that it can no longer do business as usual. So attention now is on how we do business.
I've always said it here, anytime we meet, I ask a question. What's the difference between the neck and the truth? I don't know whether you get the line of thought. Okay. I'm watching. Now, the neck houses the truth. Okay? The neck houses the truth. It's a case of the difference between the part and the whole. Eh? Okay, NNPC is going commercial. Has NNPC not been commercial before? Let's ask ourselves the question. Has it not been commercial? Who sells our crude? Who is responsible for LNG and LNG associated products? Is it not NNPC? What we are saying here is this. Will this particular act inject some level of efficiency into NNPC? Will it turn NNPC from being, you know, a tribal-marked organization into a world-class business outfit that can respond to issues as far as the issue of petroleum demand and supply is concerned in the world market? What is the likelihood that NNPC will not depend on federal government for the initial cost? Who is going to audit the account of NNPC if it is going commercial, as if it has not gone commercial before? These are the multi-million questions we're asking.
Okay, let me come back to the lawyer here so that he can actually help us understand, right? That was beyond the article that Mr. Abati put out there. Help us understand, was NNPC commercialized or privatized?
Essentially, subsection 1 of section 53 of the Petroleum Industry Act states, and I will quote in espresso, the minister shall within 6 months from the commencement of this act cause to be incorporated under the Companies and Allied Matters Act a limited liability company which shall be called Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited. The implication of incorporating a limited liability company under Part A of the CAMA is to create a private, in fact, it is called a private limited liability company. The name alone makes it clear. Private.
Privatization that happens.
Simple.
Okay, so I also want to understand, right, just like what we had with the telcos, when the telcos took over, right, before, yes. Now it was Nitel,
yes,
everybody was using,
yes.
And now we have a lot of them all over the place.
Yes.
Looking at what happened there, I want to know, and also looking at what is happening with NNPC right now,
yes.
What is the process? If we were to do what happened with the telecommunications companies,
yes.
What is the process it should have taken to get to what we have in
essentially,
the telecom sector?
Essentially, there is a big difference.
Okay, please explain that to us.
The difference is that Nitel was a government institution that had its own facilities to facilitate communication. NNPC doesn't really own anything except oil that is under the ground as we are speaking now. Nitel had assets that were tangible, assets that are disposable. What they have given, NNPC has a right. Mm. It's an intangible force, a right to look at anywhere there is oil and say, if okay. We don't give you a license, you can't take a drop of this crude oil. You're giving that power to a private organization.
So that's what's happened right
now. That's what has happened. In fact, I'll just read you very quickly. Ownership of all shares in NNPC Limited shall be vested in the government at incorporation. When I saw this, I was glad. That's sub 3. Unfortunately, in sub 5, he says, shares held by the government in NNPC Limited are not transferable. I was like, wow. Including by way of sale, assignment, mortgage, or pledge. Unless approved by the government. And then I checked what's the meaning of government under the act. Government is defined by section 316 of this act as the federal government of Nigeria. That's the executive. That's the president.
All right. So with what we have right now, the president, he's been the, what's his position again?
Commander-in-chief.
No. I'm looking at the oil part.
The Minister of Petroleum. Yes, he has. He's been the Minister
so
of Petroleum.
So does this affect him also? In what way does it affect him?
Essentially, all the powers here are given to the Minister of Petroleum. In fact, the incorporation, the minister shall within 6 months. Everything here is given to the Minister of Petroleum. So, acting both as Minister of Petroleum, head of the National Economic Council, and as the President, he can assign any parts The only thing they now said in sub 7 is that NNPC Limited and any of its subsidiaries shall conduct their affairs on a commercial basis in a profitable and efficient manner without recourse to government funds. And their memorandum and articles of association shall state these restrictions. And NNPC Limited shall operate as a Companies and Allied Matters Act entity. So, the issue is, if this is the case, why not make these articles and memorandum of association public? And take note that the moment it's a private limited liability company, I am a corporate commercial lawyer. I'm an accredited agent of CAC. I can log into post.cac, and with the permission of that man called the minister or the president or the government, whatever word used to describe him, who is the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, I can, with his permission in writing, change the name of NNPC Limited to Dagogo Limited or Aswanu Limited in 5 minutes. So it is actually not just privatized. It is privatized without whoever is taking this privatization, paying for it. When Nitel was being privatized, people bought into their assets. MTN bought in. Airtel, which was Zain and Vodacom in those days, they bought in. They paid sums to take over different aspects of Nitel. People bought masts. People bought broadcast instruments and all of that. But this is a situation where you are selling off something that Nigeria in the next 70 years has not finished tapping, and you're selling it in exchange for nothing. Like, nobody is making a deposit into the federal government account to say, to make me a director here, to make me a shareholder here. I'm paying this. I'm giving this. So if there is a clear system of subscription, to answer your question clearly, there should be a clear system of subscription. It should be stated in the act. There should be a way of buying into these things. There should be a clear, okay, so how does NNPC Limited now go ahead to award oil mining leases? How do we go about that? What is the balance of powers between the office of the DPR and the whoever so-called managing director now of this NNPC Limited? So that balance is very slim and leaves too much powers on the executive. It gives the executive literally all the powers. So the man can wake up a day before he's handing over and assign everything to any of his family members. And it's in line with the law.
Interesting. How many minutes do we have? I think we should get to the phone lines and get in some questions from people who are listening. I also want to look at the fact that we have some other countries in the world that are oil giants. Let me use that word. People like Russia, yes, who today just more like a click, you know, just saying we're turning off this particular supply. The whole of Europe is like dancing to their tune,
yes,
you know. And in Africa, Nigeria, with the rate at which we're supposed to be,
yes,
the oil giant of Africa, yes, we're not. So I'm also thinking, because I want to understand if, with what we have now, maybe overlooking the lapses a little bit, if somehow this is also going to help us get to that. Yes.
Okay. It would have been better if we did what these other countries did.
What did they do?
And what they did is to privatize the ownership of oil, make it indigenous, and then create a government supervisory role. So the government supervises the production of oil,
okay,
supervises the exportation, the refining of oil. So, but in this case, you want to own everything. Section 1 of the Petroleum Industry Act says all the petroleum in Nigeria belongs to the federal government. Even if I dig a hole in my backyard and come up with a bucket of crude oil. And it is this thing you are giving to an individual. So that's where the issue is. If you had said, for instance, that's how they privatized Nitel. You come into the country, you set up your own masts. When Glo and the rest were setting up, they were digging trenches along the major roads and laying pipes. And that was how we got, most of them, their connections are under the ground. We have power, we have network in our phones. So you could have a right to lay your own trenches. So can I say now with this NNPC Limited that I find an oil well in my backyard? Can I drill it? I can't.
So it means from the onset we have not gotten it right.
Yes. And this is because petroleum is generated by certain parts of the country. and then is used to service the entire country. I would leave it there. Let me be economical with words, but that is the idea. So, but if you want to do what Russia and the rest have done, let those who generate this oil have some control over it. Let these people now incorporate companies and come into a joint venture with this NNPC Limited. Give them power to prospect. Give them power to explore. Give them power to drill. And then let them pay taxes. As heavy as the taxes could be, even if it's 35%, let them pay taxes to the government.
All right. What's his name? The group CEO of the NNPC, who, of course, was group GMD of the NNPC. Before now, he actually said something. He said some of the things he actually mentioned was that the NNPC going forward is responsible to its shareholders as a limited liability company, and whatever service it provides for the federal government would be for a fee. And subsidy is not the responsibility of the NNPC, but that of the federal government. And the NNPC is committed to transparency and accountability and accounting rules. I would need your take on that, Mr. Isaac. But this is what will happen. We'll go on a break.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, you're welcome back. 6 minutes gone past five. This is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And today we are looking at understanding what actually happened with the new NNPC that was unveiled today by President Muhammadu Buhari. Well, President Muhammadu Buhari formally unveiled the new Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, today. And he spoke at that event. It happened in Abuja. And he said the new NNPC will ensure that the future generation has energy. Now, with this unveiling, the NNPC formally becomes a limited liability company, which is a company limited by shares, to be now known as NNPC Limited. I think the corporation has changed to company, Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited. That's what it is right now. All right, and of course, my guests in the studio, Isaac Owadiono, who's a business analyst, and Barrister Jubilee Nwokoro, who's a corporate commercial lawyer. They have been trying to help us understand what it is that really happened. And part of it is that, yes, it is a privatization that happened, but we're still waiting to find out exactly who the people, or who this person's, or the person, or whoever it is that the company has been, I'm not saying handed over to, the privatization that happened. We're still waiting to hear the names of the people that will be handling the affairs right now. And so far, from what the barrister has told us, he has said that the with the PIA and what NNPC is right now is no longer as strong as, it's not even as strong as we would have expected it to be with what has happened. It does not mean that right now things will just change overnight and we're going to have the Nigeria of our dreams where the oil and the gas will be flowing as it should, and Nigeria will be making as much money as it should. In fact, I think one of the things you said, from what you said, what I picked out is that it's become porous in some way with what has been done.
Yeah, it becomes more of decisions made by a few people and cannot be questioned by the majority of the people.
And that sounds bad, actually. Really bad. Well, let's get to the phone lines. If you, I'm sure you've been listening to what they have said so far. Just to also remind you, there has been an increase in the price of petroleum. You know, one of the questions I asked, and I was asking you, Mr. Isaac, was, with what has happened now, does it mean that the price of petrol is going to come down? What does the average Nigerian just wants to know? Okay, after you have spoken the English, after you have done whatever, How does that, Nigerians will say, how does that affect the price of Gari in the market?
It's very simple. It will take a longer time for us to see the effect of the decision they have taken today. So if you are hoping that petroleum product will actually drop, it's not true. Because for now, NNPC is a business entity. Okay? It has been given the leverage to compete just like every other business outfit out there. Okay? Government monopoly may actually have been reduced. That's in statement. But notwithstanding, NNPC has an advantage over, because one, now that you are divesting NNPC, what it means is that the common man will have to wait. It is at the determinant price. The old idea of going out to the street, we no go agree, it's no longer going to be. You buy at demand and supply. If NNPC is buying for 3 naira, okay, the profit margin has to be marked up. And whatever they give to you after that 3 naira automatically becomes, you know, what is holding. So the idea that we are going to protest so that government can change the decision is no longer there, because it's not a commercial entity.
So what you just said, I know I'm supposed to open the phone lines. I'll do that in a bit. So I want to get this. Could this be why it's now looks as if, okay, NNPC is not ready to allow for the price increase of PMS? Because the other day I had someone from the oil and gas sector, and I was asking him, and he says that before now, NNPC, the government refused that they would increase the pump price.
Yes.
You know, even though they were not being, it wasn't really sold to them at a cheaper or a lower rate.
Yeah.
So is it because of this corporate-ness? Privatization that has happened.
Yeah.
That's why maybe it's more like, okay, now we're out to do business, so you can increase the price of PMS.
Well, there's an interesting turn to this. The interesting turn to it is NNPC can be challenged in court now as a private limited liability company, can pay damages, can have a lot of issues. So now that it is this way, why we cannot protest now as civil service organizations or NGOs or whatever, civil society organizations, we can come out and say, NNPC, you're a private limited liability company. We won't buy from you if you sell this amount. We can challenge that, just like you can challenge a company. And that gives room for diversification. That is the lacuna in this law. Mm. It means that another company can come into Nigeria and then begin to seek to prospect. It's going to be very difficult for NNPC to keep companies out of direct prospecting after this whole thing comes into play, because all that was given to NNPC Limited is what NNPC Corporation has, not what it may have. So, and NNPC Corporation doesn't have powers vaguely. It has powers limited to specific findings, specific oil wells, specific OMLs, oil mining leases, and all of that. So if somebody comes in tomorrow and says, I just found oil in Kogi or something. Now, the question now comes up, does NNPC have a right over that place?
So, but you rightly pointed out that the PIA has it that every oil in Nigeria belongs to the government.
That's why I said that Section 53 has now become an exception to Section 1.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the phone lines now. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. Send messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416.
Opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Hello, you're welcome to Hard Facts. All right. What's your name? Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Jace.
All right, Jace, go on.
Quite some time, I've been saying that these people, they have been robbing us and uniting the nation. I don't accept this type of thing. My heart is about to blow up. I don't understand. Look at the people of this very particular Port Harcourt. I don't change what I'm hearing at all. What are those people doing in this house there? We just concur. They will not. I mean, even Niger Delta don't have lawyer to go through all these things. Look, this is going to change your. I'm telling you now.
All right, just calm down, all right? Hello?
Hello? Good evening.
Good evening, you're welcome. What's your name?
I just want to ask your guest a question about if MNPC is a private limited company now, one, who can be shareholder? Is it the government? And again, too, are they still going to monopolize the importation of a petroleum product into the country, or it has been liberalized that any company can import at this moment? Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your question. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Prince Lawrence, and I'm a first-time caller from Bumudara.
All right, you're welcome, Prince Lawrence.
Thank you very much. About the issue of the new NNPC, you know, it being a new brand, new logo, new identity, and all of that. And the question was asked, you know, initially on the program, that what does it really mean? It is self-explanatory in itself. And the reason why they didn't change the NNPC is because the, in quote, cabals want to leave Nigerians with the impression that NNPC is still in the parameter of the public sector, while in reality, it is not a private company. It has been sold for nothing, which is proof positive that Nigeria has been sold for nothing. And this is very, very sad. It bleeds my heart. I was weeping. Literally, I was weeping with this whole arrangement. It is very, very sad. And then they talk about, you know, the reason why it is done is so that future generations can have energy. Come on. Future generations will always have energy. Without this, it won't be done. Energy is something that will always be there. What does this talk about future generations who have energy and all of that? It is a sad thing. You know, they used to say that it's fishing time, test time. This is the time for Nigerians now to challenge this change. Now. It has been given to one individual somewhere. And they didn't change NNPC to make you think that, oh, it's still a Nigerian thing. It is not.
All right.
It is not. So it's very, very sad. I'm crying. I'm literally crying at it. Nigeria has been sold. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, but Nigeria has not been sold. I didn't get that memo. So Nigeria has not been sold. I wonder who wants to come and buy an entire country. That's it's going to cost a whole lot. Okay, well, let's get back to WhatsApp here. Good evening. How does Nigeria National Petroleum Limited, Company Limited, meet up with the country OPEC obligations? Anthony from Omok. This is another question now. And then this person is asking, if the price of diesel was a little low. Okay. That's for another one. So someone asked a question before now. So I would like for you to answer that.
Okay, there are two questions he has asked, actually. First of all, he said, who are the shareholders?
Yes.
We don't know. Because it belongs to all of us, we would have expected that the articles and memorandum of association would have been published so that all Nigerians can see who the shareholders are, who the stakeholders are. Interestingly, the maximum number of shareholders for a private limited liability company is 50. And the minimum is one, no longer two, by reason of CAMA 2020. So it could be one person.
It could
and the person may not be, yes, and the person must not even be in Nigeria. There's even no no condition for that. But for now, what the act has provided is that the federal government will be the main shareholder. A corporate organization, a government institution, can be a shareholder. So the federal government of Nigeria is, if they followed what they wrote in Section 53, should currently be the shareholder or the subscriber. But it also gives room for other subscribers and shareholders. So essentially, what we are looking at is when they now begin to assign these shares that are supposed to accrue to the government in this NNPC Limited, when they begin to assign these shares to individuals, how will we know?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we respond to what we don't even know? But then the Freedom of Information Act empowers anybody to write, to request for that information. But the challenge is that information is with respect to government institutions mostly. But then you can write to the current Minister of Petroleum, the president, yeah, and request for information as to who he has assigned in the exercise of his powers under Section 53. Who have you given the powers to do this? And then the other question as to whether they can control fuel price, yes, they can. Whether they can change it to any amount, yes, they can. But can you challenge them in court? Yes, you can. Because there is a little window here. Because it is a private company that is coming from the public sector, and that is why the last caller statement is very important. If anybody is uncomfortable with it, this is the time that Serap and all the other CSOs should go to court and say, hey, no, we don't agree with this. Make this amendment, make this addition, do this, so that everybody's mind is at rest. Yeah, so that's it.
All right, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. In respect of the incorporated NNPC Limited, can we ask and know if the post of the CEO and MD was fully advertised for all interested persons to apply? We now have a situation where the minister come president can pick and choose whoever he wants to be the CEO or MD. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is William.
All right, please go on. Yes, you are.
Okay, my question is there. Does it mean that they will only make what about the kill chain and the rest of the gas and all the rest of what we are using here in part of the country? Because the whole thing is everything is high, like the cable chain, the gas, and I don't understand it. Please let your guest, let him throw more light to that. I really want to.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for your call. Someone on WhatsApp says, in my view, what has happened in NNPC is motion without movement. And then this person says, he's sending me a picture, says different prices all over the continent, fuel adjustments of fuel price areas, southwest, south, northwest, and so many places. I'm not seeing this. Okay. All over the country, you're showing me the new price, what it is at in different areas of the country. Hello? Okay, I think we're going to have a commercial very soon. All right, before we do that, let me read one more message from WhatsApp here. But the question this other person asked, you know, it's still the same question. The average man just wants to know, will this thing affect price? What does it mean? Does it mean tomorrow now, kerosene will be there, fuel will be there, diesel that people are shutting down their business because they do not have, and we will start having it? Mr. Isaac.
Certainly. As a business outfit, nobody wants to give out the opportunity he or she has. You try as much as possible to maximize your profit. They will be available. What we are talking about is whether it will be affordable. Because you are not going to sell below. Government subsidy is likely to be removed. please, I like people to take note of what I'm saying. Likely. Because one, as an individual or private limited liability companies don't give subsidies. Rather, what they do is they do corporate social responsibility, you know, to the communities or vicinities where they live. But government is invariably saying, now that we are divesting, NNPC is becoming a private limited liability company. The era of subsidy is getting closer to an end.
Okay. Hello. All right, please do well to call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Currently, I see NNPC trending on Twitter. So this unveiling that happened today is such a big deal in the country today. Good evening. Do you know that this privatization has resulted to decision of massive compulsory retirement to many workers, while others are at risk of losing their job because the new management will decide on recruitment and sack? Michael, that's your message there. Well, we'll have Barrister Justice explain to us if this means massive retirement for the workers. Someone is asking, why is the government doing us the more you look, the less you see? Mr. David from Borokiri sent us that message. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Madiza. Let me contribute a little. The last word, I think it's the barrister that I read it, talking about there will not be subsidy again. That is exactly what Ruben Ebrati comment is saying. Not categorically, many people on those, but let's not say that he said it's because about that. Yes, I said they are going to be more interested in their, gain. Do you get? As a prestige has been commercialized. So why is all that commercializing? It is more about profit. The people are saying this thing that look, we don't get it. Whether even through the back door, Nigeria, assets of Nigeria has been sold. That is not the truth. And it had an issue when this whole PIAB, because they just said for people to be talking about host communities at 3%, whatever percent. We keep on saying, look, there are cooler laws that impede this whole thing. Okay, what about the issue of somebody that does not have capacity of refining and you allow people of a certain capacity? You allow a single company because of its interest to infuse into that the deal, and especially, and somebody is applauding somebody that the deal that has been there in decades, it has not been signed, somebody has signed it. It's just an eye-opener for people to see that there is no way that we are one country. And we see where you've already launched the presidential goal, this is for people there to mine, and even give them shots to federal bank to sort and buy from them and all that. And we also saw that is where the initial mining club has been launched in all the north.
Thank you so much for calling. But at the end of the day, we're still one country, and it's called Nigeria. All right. So, Barrister Jubilee, that question about the workers. What happens to the workers of NNPC? That's the old NNPC.
Okay, two things. First of all, the workers, according to Section 57, upon incorporation of NNPC Limited under Section 53 of the Act, employees of NNPC and its subsidiaries shall be deemed to be employees of NNPC Limited. Of course, there are on terms and conditions not less favorable than those enjoyed prior to the transfer of service. So they are covered by that. And if anybody is put aside, they can stand on that section and challenge the NNPC Limited. Then what he said about on the issue of subsidy, Well, I didn't really say they are taking off subsidy, but the law said that NNPC Limited and any of its subsidiaries, these sub 7 of Section 53, shall conduct their affairs on a commercial basis in a profitable and efficient manner without recourse to government funds. So government funds will not be in it again. Whether it's subsidy, I don't know. But no government funds.
Well, someone here says, for me, what has happened is that subsidy has been removed and NNPC will compete with other importers. Price will rise initially, but with competition and time, prices will drop. Sir Ken sent us that one. He says it's like the telecoms industry. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, the very distinguished Constance.
You are right in
this evening. Yes, I meant Temple, okay.
Welcome, Temple. Please go on.
On this issue of NNPC, new change of name and the abracadabra that is going on over there, as far as I'm concerned, what I see is just like putting an old wine in a new calabash. And if you look at it very well, it changes nothing. Because the last time I checked, the government is still continuing to do what they have been doing. The management that is going to be handling this new NNPC that will be the target admitted, are they going to come from heaven? The management themselves, are they going to be coming from heaven? Or is it that they are going to put a satellite that the God itself will watch it, that corruption will not continue to have its way within the confines of this new NNPC? As far as I'm concerned, whatever they are doing, my own personal opinion, they should put the interest of Nigerian at heart so that they will not continue to kill us. This issue of fuel, every time fuel, we have refineries that are not working. NNPC has promised us heaven and earth. They are going to build a mega hospital for us. They are going to build this, they are going to build that. The maintenance of the refineries, all not have come to reality. What is really going on? All these new names and known old names, nothing has changed. What we want is a better governance. All these claims are nothing but a formality. It changes nothing. It's an ideology in order for them to perpetrate their more corruption that has been aiding them. Only few Nigerians that are benefiting in the level of corruption that is going on within the confines of the NNPC.
All right, thank you for calling, Temple. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
You're welcome to Hard Facts. What's your name?
I'm coming from Rima.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, I actually don't understand what NNPC is doing with this privatization process. I think it has a huge money to pay even the people that have this oil. How would somebody even actually buy a share from NNPC that was starting with the responsibility of selling the people's oil? At the end of the day, this money was interpreted with PAC, that is Corporate Affairs Commission, on what is certain claims. Then the people that have the oil, which is the host community, which we also have seen on how these people should be incorporated. They are still telling us to buy our own oil by buying shares. And some buy the shares. Can I buy at least using from the Rema community that have oil? Can I buy a share of 1 million? I cannot buy a share of 1 million. My mother cannot buy a share of 1 million. So the fears and all that certain people don't believe will not approve for those who have already invested our money. And at the end of the day, they are responsible buying the shares and then they own the oil indirectly. What they have done will not give us anything to go by. We will keep protecting more than it. Thank you very much for the rest of the community.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Just to wrap up now, would you say maybe it's too early to determine if this move is wrong or right?
From my perspective, the event is still unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually not judge it until you get to the end, so that you have a proper view.
Mm-hmm.
What you refer to as bird eye view, you can see from afar and then point out the errors. But because it's still unfolding, we're looking at it. The truth of the matter is that government has its own intention. The citizens also have their own. What brings them together is actually governance. So let's see how it runs. But for now, NNPC will continue to generate issues as far as Nigeria economy is concerned.
Mm.
Because one, our lives revolves around the products that NNPC is concerned with.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Isaac Owadiono. Well, Barrister Jubilee Nwokoro, is this too early to call?
Well, when the law is clear and the action following the law is clear, there's nothing to really wait for. But there is something provided. It's called the Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority, created by the PIA. So this authority is where you can channel issues that you have against this NNPC Limited. So let's hope that they will live up to standard and expect the best, but prepare in case we don't have exactly the best.
All right. Well, Barrister Jubilee Nwokoro, corporate commercial lawyer, thank you so much for being on Hard Facts today.
Thank you for having
me. And once again, Mr. Isaac Owadiono, business analyst, thank you for being here
today. Thank you so much.